My name is Isabella Colosi. I'm 17 years old. Today is October 23rd, 2021, and I'm speaking with Elizabeth Bengochea, who is my mom, and we're recording this interview in Miami, Florida. So, mommy, can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
Okay, let me go back about almost 18 years now. In another week, it'll be 18 years. When I first saw you, is the minute that I gave birth. They held you up so that I can see you, and you were crying and red with black hair, a lot of black hair on the top of your head, and you were the most beautiful little thing I had ever seen.
It looks like a Chinese baby. I've seen those pictures.
Yes, but so did I look like a sumo wrestler too, and you kind of resemble me, so I'm sorry, you got the sumo wrestler look for me.
It's so funny. Okay, so what was I like as a baby?
You were an easy baby. Actually, really, really easy. So I stayed home with you for the first 2 years. We had a very, like, easy schedule. I breastfed for a year, so it wasn't even a lot of work. You pooped. You ate. I think in the beginning it was a little bit difficult because we found out that you were allergic to certain things that I was eating. So I had to stop eating starch, cornstarch. You were like allergic to cornstarch in my milk.
Yes. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I had to stop eating certain things, and then you were perfectly fine. And you know how some babies eat? Like, yeah, once you started eating some solid foods, some babies eat and they make a huge mess everywhere. Mm-hmm. You would open your mouth so wide that nothing, like, it would be you next to your cousin eating. And your cousin Matthew was filled with food from top to bottom. My sister carried 5 changes of clothes, and you were like perfect. Your mouth opened so wide. I'm like, look at this kid. I'm like, oh, perfect. I don't have to clean her.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember a time that I made you angry? Like, oh, not yeah. necessarily when I was just a baby, but like maybe a toddler.
Is this nonstop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because the dog is having issues.
The dog is right attacking now. Us.
Yes, you were about 2.5 years old. You were in the back seat, obviously.
I already know.
Yes. And I don't know what you were saying, that you were just so annoying and you threw your shoe at me. While we were driving, you're the a mojona who's 2.5, and you threw your shoe at me. And my arm, I felt like I needed Go-Go Gadget arms to like reach back and kill you. That was the like probably one of the more times that I was mad at you. Does this have a pause button?
Mommy. Okay, so how has being a parent changed you?
So I'm now responsible for another human life, which is always a scary thought. Like, I think that's it, because I'm still kind of, I'm the same person. I'm still very young at heart, and I've always been very responsible. But yeah, I'm just responsible to prepare you for life, and hopefully you won't make the same mistakes that I have made in my life.
And what were you most surprised by when it came to parenthood?
That I have to raise someone who's super sensitive. Super sensitive. It's very difficult to adjust your life to raise someone who's very sensitive. But maybe that's why God gave me to you, so that I could help you not be so sensitive.
Oh my God, or so that I can make you more sensitive.
No, I'm not going to be more sensitive. I'm not going to change.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
The hardest moments of you?
Life.
Well, I mean, of life, obviously, is being a single mom. That was hard. It wasn't horrific because you've been a fairly easy kid to raise. Or maybe I'm just really freaking good at it.
You're so humble, mommy. I get that from you.
I know. But yeah, I guess it would be, you know, kind of like the realization that, oh, shit, I got to do this on my own. Mm-hmm. Sorry for the bad word. Teacher, lady.
Okay, so what is your favorite memory of me?
Oh my God, you must have been like again, like three, maybe two and a half, three, and you were sitting on the couch, and we would, I don't remember exactly how we would ask you, but you were dressed in like a really cute pair of overalls with your curly, curly, curly hair, and we would ask you, Isabela, ¿qué tú eres? And you would raise your arms, you would say, yo soy simpática! And it was just, and you would enunciate every syllable. It was adorable. It was very cute.
Did you have like a certain way that you would dress me? Like when you, before you actually had me, did you have like an idea of what you would want me to wear? Like,
no, I'm not like you. Like... No, I'm not sensitive like that. Oh, I don't, no, I never planned. No, I did not like, no.
So I was just perfect. You didn't even have to plan for me.
Of course not. Everything I put you in was super cute.
Okay, do you remember any of the songs you used to sing me?
Well, funny that you say that, because my cousin Sophia just had a baby. She's a very young cousin. She just had a baby, and I searched high and low, and I bought her this Cuban Lullaby CD. I had to find it used somewhere because they don't even produce it anymore. A Cuban Lullaby CD, and like it has that song. I can't sing, by the way, teacher lady. Arruru mi niña, arruru mi amor, and that's all I'm gonna sing because I'm not a talented singer.
That was actually half decent.
Seriously?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Because I'm like whispering it.
Oh, maybe.
Next question.
Okay, so if you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
Would I raise you differently? Maybe I would like get you into horseback riding lessons.
You want me to be a horse girl?
I don't know, maybe that way you wouldn't be afraid of horses. But I feel like you were very difficult to, with like sports and things, like you would kind of start something and quit it and start something and quit it.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me was very traumatizing.
Because why?
I don't like the quitting thing of sports. Like,
I don't know. I think like, I just like to explore my options.
Yeah, you want to think of it that way, sensitive lady. You should never quit. Once you started it, you should finish the season. And that's probably what I would have done differently, is I would have freaking forced you to go, even if you had to sit there and do nothing, but I would have forced you to go. I just did not have the energy to do it. And I also have, you know, had to share you 50-50 with somebody else, so.
And do you think, like, is there anything now that's completely different than how you thought I would have
turned out?
Are
these your questions? Because you don't seem to be reading them.
No, like, yeah, I'm coming up with this one in my brain. Because I want to know. Oh. I just thought of it. That's
Did
how
you
an interview
pause
is supposed
this?
To work, lady. No.
Oh.
So you're ruining my interview.
Sorry.
But anyways.
Okay, go ahead.
Like, is there anything that you thought I was going to be like when I was a baby that I'm not now?
I thought you would be a lot more athletic because you have two very athletic parents. So, you know, we're like... But, and that's the thing, is you were very athletic when you were younger, and then you just kind of like gave it up for hair products and
yeah.
jewelry.
I don't really think I care that much about sports.
I know.
I care more about like.
But see, you're fishing.
The artistic
you're
side.
Like,
yeah, I like
yeah,
to fish.
You're like athletic for fishing, and for like, and you're.
I'm adventurous.
Yeah, you're adventurous.
I just don't want to be sweaty and gross.
Right. Exactly. So. That's my whole point.
Okay. What are your dreams for me? I almost feel like I have more dreams for myself than you do for me.
Are these questions? Oh, okay. I just don't know what's a question and what's an Ella question. My dream for you is that you educate yourself so that whatever life brings you, you're able to tackle it with a sound and educated mind, that you are very selective when you're choosing your husband, that, you know, you recognize the red flags and you walk away when it's time to walk away. That you remain firm in your faith with Christ, that you save as many dogs as you can, and that you're happy, for you to be happy.
And do you have like an idea of what my, like, what do you think my life is going to look like? Like, because I know that you know my 10-year plan for my life, my very detailed plan. But, like, if you were to tell me what you think is going to happen, what would that be?
Oh, I think you'll marry a fantastic man who adores you. And I think you'll have wonderful children.
You think I'll get married in France?
I think as long as you're married in the eyes of God, you're gonna be fine. Preferably as a Catholic. And just, you know, I just see joy and peace in your life.
So cute. Okay, so there's two questions I have to do with advice. But first, like, what's one piece of advice that you would give me, like, in general? Like, if you could only give me one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oof, that's like a loaded question to ask somebody from one second to the next. Don't stay where you're not wanted.
Ooh. Period. Period. And then, what advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Know that you're raising your kids to live their own lives, not to live yours or what you want them to be.
I feel like that I'm gonna have like trouble with that almost, because I have like an idea of what I want my kids to be like. Like, I never learned how to play an instrument, so I want my kids to learn how to play an instrument.
Well, that's okay, but that's different. That's like an activity. Uh-huh. It's not who they are as a person.
Okay.
It's like me saying, oh, I want you to horseback ride, but you know, you don't, you have to do this, or you have to study this, or you have to do that.
Yeah.
You can guide your kid as much as possible based on what you've learned in your life, but in the end, it's their life. And I think that you hear me say that to you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since you were very young.
Yeah.
I've always told you the decisions, every decision that you make has a consequence, positive and negative. So choose wisely. And your life is your own. So you're the only one that's going to suffer in the end for most of your life decisions.
And is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
No.
Dang it. I was hoping to get something juicy out of that one.
Like, we talk a lot.
Okay, and this is the last question. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
It's like a morbid little thing you have going on here.
Well, I want to know. What if you, like, die tomorrow and I have the second recording and it's our last conversation?
Oh, Lord. It's so morbid. You only live life once. So, live life. Have a life filled with joy. Travel as much as you can. Preferably first class. And I don't, where's she going? I'm thinking, that's like a hard question. Travel as much as you can, live a life filled with joy. Don't carry hatred and anger, because it just hurts you. Like, just forgive people and move on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you have to be best friends with them and hug them. You can forgive them, you know, but you don't have to have them next to you.
Yeah.
So forgiveness is a really big thing for me, and I think I learned that a lot from my grandmother. Honor your heritage. You come from a very long and prestigious line of intelligent, hardworking entrepreneurs. Honor who you are. Don't forget, you know, where you come from. Don't ever be obnoxious. Like, you know, if you're wealthy, don't make that who you are. Don't make that a part of what your personality is.
Mm-hmm.
Because money comes and money goes. So that's important. And if you don't have money, look for love. Like, I see it, some of my employees, they have, you know, love, and I'm sure they wouldn't change that for any of the money,
mm-hmm.
you know, that other people have. And what else? Be a good daughter, which you are. Honor your mother and your father. And love yourself. Like, love yourself. It doesn't matter, you know, what size we are, or what we look like, or if our, you know, our hairs, we have gray hair, or if we have a wrinkle here, a wrinkle there. You know, yeah, there's Botox and fillers that you can partake in. There's nothing wrong with that. But just love yourself and be happy every day. Like this year for my birthday, I, you know, like you're praying and you're like, oh, you know, the one thing you should just say every year is thank you, God. Thank you for my life, for my family, for, that's it. That's like a...
You should start a podcast. That's what we should do. Because we should start a podcast. And yeah, yeah. Because Miss Paige will agree with me. We should start a podcast.
I don't think I'm that interesting.
No, but it is. It's really interesting. We could give good advice at two different stages of our lives. I think it would be really entertaining. We could be millionaires.
I don't really like people. And I,
you don't have to talk to people.
I do well on my own. I don't
people just
to.
Listen to you. You like telling people what to do.
Yeah, but do people call in and ask us questions?
No, they would like email.
Oh.
And then they would listen.
I don't really know that I want to give my advice to other people. And then for sure I would get sued because I would say something horrific. Something completely inappropriate.
Oh my God.
And I would get sued.
Well, anyways, thank you very much for letting me interview you today, Mother.
Yes, I wish I would have had these questions ahead of time. It would have been a lot easier for me to answer them in
no,
a more concise way.
It had to be authentic.
Instead of rambling on.
It had to be authentic.
Okay. Do you get a grade for this?
Yes, a test grade.
So should I just tell your teacher right now that it should be 100? Teacher lady, it should
Miss
be 100.
Page. It's Miss Page.
I know, but I like teacher lady.
Oh
I
my
think
God,
it's
you're so weird.